It's a download here on 720 WGN. A lot of people on Michigan Avenue jumping around tonight. It's a beautiful night. Holding up their Golden State Warriors t-shirts. It's the wrong town, bud. Cubs. Yes, we get Cubs. All right. Well, you know, as we've been doing every Friday night here on the download, I'm very excited about this because I feel like I'm understanding. Pete, you can agree with me. And you really are the expert because you have really, really gotten into this job in the sense that you are now a faithful watcher of The Bachelorette.
You cannot believe how crushed I was when I was looking forward to, we were off on Wednesday night, and I was looking forward to watching The Bachelorette from Monday, and I went to the DVR, and nothing. I was there may have been a voice raised about what, did something get deleted?
Who messed with the DVR?
Yeah.
Yell at the dog. Which one of you touched a remote? Yes, there was no Bachelorette this week. But a different bachelor actually took center stage. A very strange story about the show Bachelor in Paradise, which we had talked with Tracy about a couple weeks ago. Tracy Swartz is an ink columnist at the Chicago Tribune, and she joins us every Friday night for Reality Check. Tracy Swartz, how are you?
Good. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, we were almost like, let's take this week off just before the idea that The Bachelorette had the night off, and that'd be fine. But then this strange controversy begins with Bachelor in Paradise. For those living under a rock, explain what happened here with the show.
Okay, so every summer, a bunch of the losers from Bachelorette and The Bachelor, they meet up in Mexico and they film like an 8-episode season of Bachelor in Paradise. And essentially what it is a group of girls, group of guys go there, and every week they have to pair up or they get eliminated, essentially.
Okay.
So you start with about like a dozen cast members from, you know, previous seasons of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. And then as people get eliminated because they don't get roses, they can't find pairs, more people come on the show. So it's about like 30 people it ends up being. So there's about 12, I guess, that were down there initially. And it was people off of the most recent season of The Bachelor, which was Nick Vile, the former Chicagoan season.
Right.
And then people off of last season of The Bachelorette, which was JoJo's season. And then as the production continued, it was going to include people from this season of The Bachelorette, which is airing now, which is Rachel's season. So I guess there were only a couple days into filming, and essentially two of the contestants got really drunk and hooked up, and there was an issue of consent and whether, you know, the female contestant could give consent. So I guess at least one, maybe two of the people who work in production filed a complaint about what they saw, or whether they saw the footage or the actual act happening. And essentially, production was shut down and the cast left Mexico. So it doesn't appear that there's going to be a Bachelor in Paradise.
Wow. So this is, and this made headlines all week long. And we saw this, and this really was at the center of an issue, like you said, about consent on a show that, I mean, is about hooking up. I mean, Bachelor in Paradise, more than any of these shows, I mean, the idea you just said, they have to pair up or they get out. A really strange turn of events, because if you think about it, it's probably the situation is probably on tape because they tape everything down there. And that's why the producers are like, we need to do something about this. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, this is one of those things that, first of all, I'm surprised it's the first time that we've really kind of had this kind of controversy before, because it seems like when you put, you know, commercial real estate guys and you know, and other people in a spot, you're going to get people who do things that behave badly. And it seems like that seems to be a little bit of the case here.
I mean, there have been other times where the show has kind of maybe shown a little bit more. There was with Nick's season, he hooked up with Caitlin, who was the Bachelorette, not in the fantasy suites, which is when you're supposed to hook up. And there was you know, controversy, and there was kind of a little bit of shaming of her for doing that. But yeah, consent, I don't recall any consent issues in the past. And it is a fine line because anybody who's on these shows talk about how you're waiting around for hours and there's nothing really to do but to drink. And then essentially they want you to get to that line where you provide good drama but not cross the line.
Yeah.
Which is what happened.
And both of the contestants have put out statements. The woman who was involved in this put a statement out that essentially called to the idea that she drank too much and doesn't have recollection of what happened. And the contestant who is the alleged, aggressor who did not get consent for the sexual misconduct or the situation is now saying he's been fired from his job and he's trying to clear his name because he's saying he didn't do anything wrong and he will be cleared. I mean, it's starting to get to this point where because of the movement of the producers on the show and the sort of strange secrecy around it, a lot of rumors are flying and it's costing careers.
I mean, DeMario, who was the contestant who is part of this, he already was not looking so great. It happened to be that he was the only one who was confirmed, announced by ABC that he was going to be on the season of Bachelor in Paradise from Rachel Lindsay's season because he had been kicked off in such a dramatic way. I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago. He was confronted by his ex-girlfriend.
I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's got a flair for the drama, right?
Right. So he was, after this group date in basketball, he was confronted by his ex-girlfriend who called him slimy. And Rachel, essentially, kicked him off, didn't want anything to do with them. So he was already starting off this month on a bad note in terms of viewers. Right. Now this comes, whatever drama, whatever happens, it doesn't look good for him. So I'm sure it was piling on. I believe he works in some sort of recruiting position in LA. Yeah. So I'm sure things were already not looking good for him the way that he was kicked off of Rachel's season
now,
already.
Up to this point, I mean, complaints have been filed by producers, but there's no criminal complaint, correct?
No, and I think that they're doing some sort of investigation, and I think, without Corinne, the female contestant who has come forward to say that it was her, and without her recalling what happened, I'm not sure. What's on tape, who saw what. It has been a lot of he said, she said, not only between the two contestants, but some of the other people who were in Mexico, the other people who are on the show have come forward to kind of take sides as well. So it's really difficult to sort out. But I think the thing that is clear is that the show is not going to happen for the summer.
So that's it. They're going to pull the plug on it. I mean, is it that far-fetched to think that there is going to be some sort of video that surfaces? I mean, these are tape shows. This is a show. It's a reality show where there's cameras on everything and every contestant. I mean, is it realistic to think that this situation that is in question could be actually on tape?
Probably. And I think the show The Bachelor and The Bachelorette has a history of leaks. There is a reality TV blogger in Texas who bases his whole enterprise. He has a podcast. He has a blog. He does media appearances based on the leaks that he gets from The Bachelor and Bachelorette. He gets such good leaks that he is often very correct in predicting the winner of each season. So it is not, so whoever works on this production team, they're not known for keeping secrets. Obviously this broke pretty quickly. So, I mean, there might be a tape. The tape might get out, whether anybody would see it.
No one wants to see it, but I mean, just in terms of, he said, she said, but it's such a gross, slimy way for a show that really profits off the idea of this sort of casual hookup to go out, Bachelor in Paradise, to close it up and shop. I mean, it's almost the fitting way for the show that has benefited off of this stuff for years. Now, again, I'm showing my bias because I don't necessarily like the Bachelor, you know, sort of industry. But, you know, I think that it's probably safe to say that, you know, this sort of thing was bound to happen on a show that does this.
I mean, obviously the irony, yeah, is that they do these things. They, you know, contestants are given access to tons of alcohol so they could get something dramatic on tape. And as it turns out, the most dramatic thing that they've probably gotten in the series history, they can't show to the viewers. And the question is too, is how is this going to affect The Bachelorette? Is this going to put a bad taste in people's mouths because it's part of the same franchise? You know, this is a historic season of The Bachelorette. Rachel is the first African-American lead in one of these shows. And DeMario came literally straight off of her season and off to Mexico. And frankly, this is how a lot of these contestants, this show, Bachelor in Paradise, is how a lot of these people keep their name in the media, you know, try to profit off of another season of, you know, national TV. And I'll tell you, without giving any spoilers away, there was at least one Chicago guy who was on this season of The Bachelorette who hasn't been kicked off the show yet, who was in Mexico as well.
So that means inevitably he's not going to win. But because this is all taped before, right? I mean, isn't that the way it works?
Yeah, so they were taping this show over these last couple of weeks to premiere in August.
Oh, I see. Just through the news, the idea that he's involved in this just by being there, we now know the outcome a little bit of The Bachelorette, that he didn't win it, right?
Right. So I'm not going to give you his name because I'm not going to do spoilers, but there this
that's
this
interesting.
Not airing of The Bachelor in Paradise is going to affect at least one Chicago, maybe two Chicago contestants.
Is it Ziggy or Iggy?
I'm not going to say. We can come talk about it in a couple of weeks.
We will. All right, so before I let you go, Tracy, news of a new reality show. Did I get the name right? Is it Spouse House?
Yes. So from the makers of Married at First Sight, which is airing its Chicago season right now, is a new reality show where it is an entire Chicago cast of single people looking for love in Los Angeles. It's very weird. It's all Chicago people, but they flew them out to LA to find love in an LA house, the Spouse House. And essentially it is, I guess, sort of like Bachelor in Paradise. You have to live there for 8 weeks. It's 14 contestants. You have to live there for 8 weeks and either have to pair up, like get engaged, or you're eliminated. If you get married, you can stay in the house. If you don't find love, you're out. And then they cycle some new people in.
Are you excited? Or as someone who covers this stuff, is this the one that you're like, I've been waiting for this show?
Well, honestly, I thought that my summer was going to be a little bit lighter without Bachelor in Paradise. But then they snuck this show in, The Spouse House. And it starts in July. It's on the TLC network, which you may recall used to be the Learning Channel, but has now become, you know, the most extreme of reality characters.
Well, at least you got Spouse House. At least you did, right? Tracy Swartz is go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, well, that might be what we're talking about. Who knows what happens to this house come July.
Yeah, right. Well, you'll be the one to tell us all about it. Tracy Swartz is the columnist for the Ink columnist in the Chicago Tribune. Joins us every Friday to talk reality check. Tracy, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.